Hey, so it's 10:22 a.m. How was your weekend? Well, you can't really tell. Well, you can tell me if you want to, like, email me, Chris at ChrisLaker.com, or tweet at me, at Chris Laker. You could tell me how your weekend was. If you want. Mine was good. I was in Burlington, Vermont, then Ithaca, New York, with Mike Rabiglia. Had a lot of fun. Ooh. I missed the big March for Our Lives because we were driving. But we listened to it on the radio, and it was pretty impressive. I mean, there was like millions. It sounded like there's a million people there, and there's people all over the country that marched, and it seemed like the opposition to that was Tide Pod jokes. So, you know, on the one hand, you have these kids that gave these like moving speeches, and a million people that show up to Washington, and I don't know how many other people in marches all over the country, and then on the other side, you had the hack internet joke that's been floating around for a little while of like a couple weeks ago these kids were eating Tide Pods, and that's a mic drop from that side. They're like, boom, can you fucking take my Tide Pod joke? But it was pretty impressive. The 11-year-old kid is, I forget her name, Naomi something, was amazing. I just couldn't, I was like, oh, this kid is better speaking to people than I am, and I'm trying to do it for a long time. So that was a little depressing, but the rest of it was very inspiring. And then I watched that. Oh, I was so excited for the Stormy Daniels interview. I'll tell you, the Stormy Daniels interview, except for the fact that Trump went raw dog, which apparently that's what he does, and said, "You're like my daughter." That's how that, like, the sex stuff's not the big deal. It's all this, this weirdo fucking NDA. Like, just why did they just not let it go? It's fucking weird, and I guess possibly illegal. But what do laws matter anymore? Tonight and tomorrow, me and Jacqueline are gonna both be at the Creek in the Cave. If you're in New York City, 7 p.m. All new shit. Just doing half-hour stories. Well, maybe. Is it all new shit? I might have some old, an old joke thrown in there that fits this particular story, but mostly new shit for a half hour. So if you are in New York, come by the Creek in the Cave. It's free. I guess I'll look at the news. Remington, one of America's oldest gun makers, files for bankruptcy. Well, that's they don't think about Remington, though. I don't know enough about guns, but I feel like, don't they just make the fucking, they make like hunting rifles and shit. They don't make like machine guns or semi-automatic assault rifles, or so I don't know why they, who knows why they file for bankruptcy. Are less people buying guns? I thought people, not a lot of people have guns, do they? I feel like it's, I saw a tweet that said it was like not that many, or it's like 3% of people own 50% of the guns. I don't fucking know. But probably less people hunting, right? That's got to be a drop off of, like, I'm not even saying, oh, don't hunt, it's mean or something. I mean, I don't want to shoot a deer. It's not in my, it's not like, oh, wow, look at that deer. Let me, I want to shoot it. But I've eaten deer. It's fucking delicious. It's also, like, I've known people to hunt, and they're like, we're getting up at 5 in the morning to go hunting tomorrow on a Saturday. And it's like, dude, that's worse than church. You gotta spend all day in the fucking, like, oh, it's, you sit in a tree stand and you drink beer and wait for a deer. Like, even as an alcoholic, I'd rather drink beer at home. And wake up at my leisure. So I less people probably want to do that. But well, Remington, maybe you can get into a different, what would be a good move if you got a gun factory? You're like, man, people ain't buying these guns. We gotta go bankrupt. You're like, what else can we make here out of these? We can make maybe they could make fidget spinners. It's a little too late to that party. They're Remington fidget spinners. Get in on a new trend. I'm coming up blank. I thought I'd come up with something funny for them to transition into. I believed in my comedic abilities enough to start that sentence and think, oh, you'll come up with something by the end of it. You're a quick thinker. And guess what? Came up empty. But you got to take the chance in order to get the reward, you know? That's where it's at. So sometimes you gotta risk the failure. That's why it's so impressive. That's why comedians are heroes. And me in particular. Spy poisoning. U.S. to expel 60 Russian diplomats. Yeah, get them the fuck out of here. What's going on with that shit? Trump did that. He announced that during the March for Our Lives. Or he didn't announce it. He didn't say shit. He was a quiet motherfucker. But they were like, oh, look, don't pay attention to those kids saying to vote out everybody who's being bought off by the NRA. We're getting rid of these Russians finally. But at least they're doing it. I'm not... Rick Santorum to student activists, don't march, learn CPR. Which, Rick Santorum's got a lot of people were ripping him on Twitter for that. First of all, Rick Santorum is just a talking head on CNN. He shouldn't even be acknowledged in the news. It should be passed off as like, oh, this guy failed at his job. He got voted out. He's a homophobic, fucking prejudiced, terrible person. He says dumb shit because he gets paid a bunch of money to be on CNN and be the asshole. And that's why he's there, to be the asshole. I like CNN for news, but the shows where it's like, here's four people and an asshole, I could do without that shit sometimes. I mean, I watch Anderson Cooper sometimes, but the panel shit, I don't know. But I like Anderson Cooper. He really, asked you said to that Stormy Daniels, how do we know you're not lying? You lied before. He didn't just give her softballs. And she's not lying. Let's do one more, maybe. More states move to end tampon tax. That's seen as discriminating against women. I didn't realize there was a tax on tampons. I guess it's just sales tax. And saying shouldn't be sales tax on something that's needed. And that makes sense. But what if they're scented? I think scented, maybe. If we're gonna draw a line between luxury and necessity might go scented. But I don't know how much more they cost. But yeah, get rid of the tampon tax. What the fuck? I mean, I bought tampons. I just never noticed they were taxed. Or I never really thought about it. I never had a problem. I don't think anybody really has a problem. That used to be like a joke about like guys who would be embarrassed to buy tampons. But then nobody is. I'm not embarrassed to buy anything that exists in the pharmacy, in the drugstore. I'm more embarrassed to buy a pint of ice cream than I am to buy lube. Right? Because a pint of ice cream, it's like, oh, look at me. I'm going to go home and just fucking shove this in my face. And then lube, you're like, I'm going to fucking get into some shit. And the cashier could give a fuck about any of it. They're not like judging each person unless you're like an asshole. Well, this was kind of a whatever episode, I suppose. But it's over. And I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.